AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says coronavirus infections are on the rise across the country.
Our seven-day average is at about 37,700 cases per day, and this represents an increase of 53% from the prior seven-day average.
Walensky says more than 80% of the new cases are caused by the Delta variant. White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Jeff Zients says a large number of cases are in just a few states.
This week, just three states, Florida, Texas, and Missouri, three states with lower vaccination rates, accounted for 40% of all cases nationwide.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the select committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the Capitol will go on, even if Republican leader Kevin McCarthy makes good on his threat to boycott the panel because she dropped two backers of former President Donald Trump. She says Congressman Jim Jordan and Jim Banks are beyond ordinary politics.
I said that while this may be unprecedented, so was an attack on the Capitol.
McCarthy calls the committee a sham. A drug-resistant fungus is showing up in more locations.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says they now have evidence that an untreatable superbug fungus has spread to two hospitals and a nursing home. The outbreaks have been reported in a Washington, D.C. nursing home and at two Dallas-area hospitals. A handful of patients had invasive fungal infections that were resistant to all three major classes of medications. The fungus is a harmful form of yeast that's considered dangerous to hospital and nursing home patients with serious medical problems. It's most deadly when it enters the bloodstream, heart, or brain. I'm Shelley Adler.
Following a sluggish start, the markets head into the final hour of trading on the plus side. The Dow is up more than 60 points. This is AP News. The House, on a 407-16 vote, acts to expand the number of Afghans to be evacuated after working alongside the U.S. and NATO during the long war. Florida Republican Congressman Neil Dunn spoke with passion about the country's responsibility.
We cannot do this again. We must not do this again. We have to rise and bring back, repatriate all the people who were so important to us.
The bill would add another 8,000 Afghans to the list of more than 26,000 to be evacuated. Lawmakers citing the urgency to protect those on the ground, allies, from Taliban retaliation as the U.S. military withdrawal enters its final weeks. The measure now heads to the Senate. West African nation of Guinea reverses an earlier decision to pull out of the Tokyo Olympics because of the pandemic. Guinea's sports minister says the five-member team will be at the games after getting what he calls guarantees from the health authorities that athletes will be protected. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.